1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Jurors got a behind-the-scenes inside look at political damage control of the Donald Trump hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. On the stand, one time tearing up, Hope Hicks, former top Trump aide. She talked about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels and the response to the Access Hollywood tape. A tornado watch from Lubbock to San Angelo, Texas. A severe thunderstorm watch to Del Rio. The Houston area bracing for extreme flooding after torrential rain, say local officials, including Mayor John Whitmire.
Go to safety. Do not wait till it's too late and then you endanger our first responders.
The U.S. has been briefed on some of the Israeli thinking on humanitarian evacuations from Gaza, says a U.S. official, but adds that it's not a final plan. More humanitarian aids arrived in Cyprus, as a U.S.-built pier in Gaza could be up and running as early as next week, says a U.S. aid official. An update on Wall Street. This is ABC News. Traffic stopped on a main East Coast interstate after a fiery accident involving a gasoline tanker truck and two other vehicles damaged an overpass. Now crews are racing to get I-95 reopened quickly.
As expected, Friday's commute in and around Norwalk, Connecticut was a mess. This is work continues to remove a bridge over I-95 that was damaged in a tractor-trailer fire. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont advising,
stay away from this area for at least another 72 hours. Take the train, stay home. I think you're going to save yourself a lot of stress.
Connecticut's Department of Transportation Commissioner saying that workers are on track to open the road by Monday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee today signed a bill that will require social media companies operating in the state to get parental permission for users under 18 years old. The bill requires social media platforms to verify the age of an individual who attempts to become an account holder and prohibit minors from joining without parental permission. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin Wednesday. He'll talk about his economic policies in Racine. It will be Biden's eighth visit to Wisconsin since the midterm elections. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin twice in a month's time. Polls show the race for Wisconsin's votes is a virtual dead heat. Wisconsin's newest sports betting venue is open. Sean Cullen runs the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino Sportsbook in Milwaukee. He tells WISN-TV's Up Front he'd back legalizing sports betting statewide.
I would hope so, and we would hope so, but at the end of the day, that's up to the state. But, you know, we're obviously supportive of that.
The Forest County Pottawatomie signed an amended compact with the state 2 years ago that allows sports betting on tribal property. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wrigley Field, the Cubs and Brewers, and Milwaukee comes out on top with a 3-1 win. Joe Ross, the winning pitcher, the crew laying down bunts, stealing bases, moving base runners, manager Pat Murphy suspended. So Ricky Weeks taking over was asked, were those his decisions?
Have you seen his play yet? And that's what we do. For our offense to really work, I think we got to be creative. And creativity comes with getting on base, maybe having a little bunt here or two, still a base here or there, but those guys in that clubhouse there, you know, there's a baseball player. So when you have that, you got a good chance of winning a baseball game at the end.
NFL Packers rookie minicamp underway in Green Bay. Last year, Alex Magoo was the number three starting quarterback. Today, he's listed as a wide receiver.
He spent a lot of time on the practice squad or on the scout team running receiver routes. So we felt like that might be his best chance here.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of storms in the late afternoon and evening, highs in the low 70s. Sunshine in near 70 on Sunday. Looking sunny to start off Monday, then clouds return late, a chance of showers into Monday night, highs in the low 70s.
John Mino and Jim right Schmidt. Now.
It's producer Amanda. On the next Mino and the Mayor, the guys are joined by Frank Hermans, who has a new show at the Meyer. And the folks from Caribbean Taste Food Truck in Appleton are in our small business spotlight.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. The talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumah Mabarak, happy World Press Freedom Day. Hope Hicks is testifying in Donald Trump's trial, not expecting any big surprises. The big news yesterday that was all across the media, hosts and anchors were trying to avoid cracking up as they were quoting Michael Cohen. Donald Trump got very upset because Michael Cohen tweeted at him, calling him Sir Von, and I'm going to take the T out of here, she's in pants. And this got read to the judge in front of Trump. It was weird. It was just weird. You've got to look for moments of levity, you know, in these dark times, I guess. So anyway, we'll see where that goes. Also, Kristi Noem lives on, right? She, as a result of her, three members of Congress, Republican Nancy Mace, Democrat Jared Moskowitz, and Democrat Susan Wild, Pennsylvania, announced that they have formed the Congressional Dog Lovers Caucus. And they're all, posting pictures of themselves hugging their dogs. It looks like all three of their dogs are doodles, too. Doodles are quite popular right now, I guess. In fact, that's what Chewy is. She's half poodle, half Aussie, I guess, or something like that. She's kind of semi-mutt. But anyway, so a lot going on today and a lot for us to talk about. We've got two guests in the second and third hour. David Pepper, in the second hour, and Jeremy Ben-Ami in the third hour. Well, I'll just go through it. Also, what's more deadly, the new H5N1 flu or the GOP? We'll talk about that in a moment. And a crazy alert, another Kristi Noem alert. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. Also, are the Democrats really ready to stand up to big oil? Is it starting to happen? It sure looks like it, hearing this week in Congress. And a bigot alert. Republicans in Utah rolled out a snitch line to turn in trans people using public bathrooms. Oh, my God. The Republicans are so concerned about really serious, important stuff. As the world is melting down, as the fossil fuel industry is pouring poisons into our atmospheres, as wars all over, they got to worry about this. And not only is it irrelevant, but it's bigoted. But anyhow, I'll fill you in on that in the third hour of the program. So, the International Criminal Court is now pushing back on Mr. Netanyahu, on Prime Minister Netanyahu. He has, the word had leaked earlier in the week that the International Criminal Court was probably preparing indictments, arrest warrants, for both Netanyahu and several senior members of his administration and for the leaders of Hamas. As in both of them have committed crimes against humanity. And Netanyahu came out and said, we expect them to use all means at their disposal to stop this dangerous move. He said he expects the leaders of the free world to stand firmly against any ICC arrest warrants for Israel. The ICC, in response, came out and said such threats, and he's speaking of Netanyahu's threat, even when not acted upon, may also constitute an offense against the administration of justice under Article 70 of the Rome Statute. The office insists that all attempts to impede, intimidate, or improperly influence its officials cease immediately. Wow. So keep an eye on that. Claims that student protesters are chanting death to America are BS. This is an interesting piece. Ken Klippenstein, he's got kenklippenstein.com, a Substack newsletter. He reports that there is this death to America chant that is being quoted on Fox News and all across the right wing. He says this from a Fox News, anchor last night.
The slogan death to America is seemingly gaining steam among anti-Israel agitators who have swept across the nation.
And it goes beyond that. Five Republican congressmen representing Michigan, which has, by the way, a large Muslim population, sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland calling for an investigation into death to America chants. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday on the Senate floor said that death to America should not be, you know, the death to America is being said on college campuses. Senator Marsha Blackburn on Twitter, she being arguably one of the least credible members of the Senate, she said, chants of "We Are Hamas" and "Death to America" by students on college campuses are national security threats. Put any student who promotes terrorism on behalf of Hamas on the terrorist watch list. Well, Ken Klippenstein went out and just did an exhaustive search looking for this phrase, death to America. And he said, well, I'll just read what he says. He says, the FBI has been pressed by members of Congress to investigate the student protests for students chanting death to America, a phrase Fox News says is becoming a key slogan of the protests. There's just one problem. Students never said it. I've searched, scoured photographs, and waded through social media. There's no evidence that any of the student demonstrators taking to dozens of college campuses in recent weeks to protest Israel's war in Gaza said death to America. The rumor began with a single incident in which an anonymously authored pamphlet found at the University of Michigan encampment contained a passage saying freedom for Palestine means death to America. That phrase was then taken up by Fox News and a number of their other news sites. It's incredible. I told you yesterday, well, I've been pointing out all week, Republicans are going to use this to create a new moral panic, just like the moral panics we had back in the 60s. Oh, these student protesters, they're actually communists. Oh, these student protesters, they're the stooges of the communists. Oh, these, you know, yeah. Also, the Guardian reporting that the United Auto Workers Local 4811, which represents graduate students at the University of California system, 48,000 graduate student workers throughout the university system, have voted, they will hold a strike authorization vote as early as next week in response to how the universities have cracked down on the students' Gaza protests. The announcement of the strike vote from UAW Local 4811 says, quote, the use and sanction of violent force to curtail peaceful protest is an attack on free speech and the right to demand change, and the university must sit down with students, unions, and campus organizations to negotiate rather than escalate. Earlier this year, the union had voted by a margin, Michael Sciento writes for The Guardian, earlier this year, the union voted by a margin of more than 9-1 in favor of supporting a ceasefire, according to the announcement. Also, in Donald Trump's trial yesterday, his judge, the judge Juan Merchan, did a fact check. Trump went out during the break. He went out to the cameras and he said, and I quote, I'm not allowed to testify because of the unconstitutional gag order. So he comes back into court and the judge sits him down. Actually, this was this morning. Sits down and looks right at Trump and says, I want to say to Mr. Trump, you have an absolute right to testify. The order restricting extrajudicial statements does not restrict you from testifying in any way. As the name of the order indicates, it only applies to extrajudicial statements. In other words, Trump, you're lying to the camera. Well, of course Trump is lying to the camera. That's what he does for a living. I mean, that's who he is. But the judge just called him out on it. I think what's going on here is that Trump has been telling his gullible followers that he's going to testify on his own behalf because he's so, so innocent. And he has no intention of testifying. He knows if he got on the stand, they would just rip him a new one. And so he's now laying the groundwork. You know, he always does this. He lays the groundwork for you know, his outrageous claims. And this one, he's gonna, I'm telling you, you know, they're not going to report what the judge said on Fox News. You will not hear this on right-wing hate radio today, that the judge fact-checked Trump. What you probably will hear is that clip of Trump saying, because of the gag order, I can't testify. And so when he doesn't testify, everybody, you know, on the right will go, oh, well, poor Trump, he couldn't testify. Isn't that sad? And it also looks like Trump is grooming his base for maximum violence this year. Multiple people pointing this out. It's wild times, very, very wild times. On the other side of this break, what's more deadly, a new H5N1 flu or the Republican Party? And a crazy alert. Local paper busts puppy-killing Republican governor for false claim she met infamous dictator. This is weird. I'll tell you all about that in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And then, of course, I'll be picking up your calls since it's Anything Goes Friday. We'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and and on the app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's good for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't have to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 22 minutes past the hour. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, and it was also published over at the New Republic, TNR.com or NewRepublic.com, I believe it is. In fact, let me just double check here real quickly. Yeah, NewRepublic.com. Yep. It's titled, What's More Deadly, a New H5N1 Flu or the Republican Party? And, you know, we talked yesterday, we had Dr. Eric Feigelding on yesterday, and if you didn't listen to that, if you didn't catch that segment, it was, I believe, in the third hour of the show. It was rather alarming. I mean, there's this bird flu out here that is killing birds. 83 million chickens have been destroyed as a result of it. It's one of the reasons egg prices are up. And it is now spreading from chickens to cows. And the reason why is because the big ag, these factory farms, they take the chicken, what's called chicken litter, or broiler litter, or, you know, laying hen litter, which is like the straw from underneath the chickens that's, you know, just filled with chicken feces and, you know, undigested grain and stuff like that, and straw, and they feed that to the cows as a source of protein, as a way of, you know, recycling waste so that they make maximize their profits. This is, by the way, illegal in Canada and most other developed countries. But, you know, the big ag industry has enough money to bribe members of Congress and regulatory agencies, and so they've done that. So it's now in one out of five milk samples in the United States now has the virus for this flu. Now, where it's concerning, it mostly kills birds. Although it has infected cats, dogs, even a dolphin, bears having seizures as a result of it. But where it's concerning is that 880 some odd people, human beings around the world, have contracted this virus, all of them from birds. or almost all of them from birds. And more than half of them have died. This is a virus with a fatality rate of 52.5%. Now, the COVID, when it started out, had a fatality rate that was about 1.2%. Ebola, among healthy people in the first world, has a fatality rate of 25%. So here we've got a disease that's deadlier than Ebola when humans catch it. Now, so far, that's the bad news. The good news is that so far, it has not been transmitted from person to person, with the exception of one single case. And in order to get to the point where it can be transmitted from person to person, the virus has to infect an animal. It could be a human, it could be a pig. Pigs are particularly notorious for this. This is what happened with the Spanish flu in 1918. There was a bird flu epidemic that started in 1916. And in 1918, it infected, they believe anyway, that it infected a herd of pigs in Kansas at a U.S. Army base. And when you've got, pigs can get regular human flu. So you had a pig with the flu, and the pig got the bird flu from bird droppings, you know, into the pig's food or something like that. And boom, these two flu viruses exchanged DNA, and suddenly you've got H1N1, which was the Spanish flu that had a fatality rate. Keep in mind, COVID was 1.2%. Spanish flu is 2.5%. So, you know, that's concerning in and of itself. But then we get to what the Republicans are up to. This is the most bizarre thing. As Kaiser Family Foundation News reported last fall, public health, this is Kyle McGowan, consultant in this field. He says, public health is being politicized to the point that we've never seen. These culture wars are now leaking into and harming public health. The Republicans have now proposed a 29% cut in our public health budget. 29%. This is from a press release by the GOP. The Labor Health and Human Services Education-related Agencies Bill provides $60.3 billion below the 2023 level and $73 billion below the president's budget request. In other words, the disease may not be as dangerous as the Republicans. And you know, they're continuing. I mean, they're now going after the CDC. The Republicans in Congress just rolled out an additional new proposal that cuts fully 1/6 of the budget for the CDC. Why is this? Because Trump has been claiming that the reason why America has the highest death rate from COVID isn't because of his malice or incompetence around the pandemic, but because of Anthony Fauci and the CDC. Which is more dangerous, bird flu or the GOP? I ask you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The latest weird saga in the Christy Nome story and your calls on the other side of this break. It's Anything Goes Friday.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Jurors got a behind-the-scenes inside look at political damage control of the Donald Trump hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. On the stand, one time tearing up, Hope Hicks, former top Trump aide. She talked about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels and the response to the Access Hollywood tape. A tornado watch from Lubbock to San Angelo, Texas. A severe thunderstorm watch to Del Rio. The Houston area bracing for extreme flooding after torrential rain, say local officials, including Mayor John Whitmire.
Go to safety. Do not wait till it's too late, and then you endanger our first responders.
The U.S. has been briefed on some of the Israeli thinking on humanitarian evacuations from Gaza, says a U.S. official, but adds that it's not a final plan. More humanitarian aids arrived in Cyprus, as a U.S.-built pier in Gaza could be up and running as early as next week, says a U.S. aid official. An update on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative legal group is suing for easier access to information about Wisconsin voters. Copies of the voter registration list are legally available from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but fees can run higher than $12,000. The Public Interest Legal Foundation says other states offer their voter lists for much less. Retired workers suffer when Social Security is underfunded and understaffed. That's the message this week from Wisconsin labor groups. Alex Brower leads the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans.
We wouldn't have any of the systems in our economy without working people. And so when those working people retire, we are demanding that that retirement be dignified.
Brower says middle-income earners should not have to go into poverty when they retire. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In Guys Who Can't Stop Being Creeps news, Grabby McGee, a.k.a. Kevin Spacey, is under fire again for inappropriately touching people. Not so ironically, the allegations come before the release of a new documentary about Kevin Spacey for, wait for it, inappropriately touching people. To keep the investigations easier, authorities have asked people that haven't been groped by Spacey to please come forward. Spacey Unmasked drops on Max May 6th. Fans of Blue Bloods have had a nice run, but the show ends in December. Deadline.com reports Tom Selleck has warned the producers that people might not be ready to say goodbye, and I'm sure he did so in the most measured, borderline, dull, unexciting way possible. Just kidding. Love the Sellickster, and 14 years is a pretty good run. The network says they are looking for new ideas. Translation? Be prepared for something other than Blue Bloods that is exactly like Blue Bloods to premiere next fall. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of storms in the late afternoon and evening, highs in the low 70s. Sunshine in near 70 on Sunday. Looking sunny to start off Monday, then clouds return late, a chance of showers into Monday night, highs in the low 70s.
It's 55 right now. In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on childcare. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Major General Randy Manner about Project 2025 and what that could mean to American democracy. Hour number 2, cars versus deer. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
In fact, she, in her book, she talks about killing the dog, and then she talks about going back home, and I saw the goat. It's like, oh my God, she's in a murderous rage, you know? So anyhow, the her book is coming out May 7th, next week. And advanced copies have apparently leaked, and the Dakota Scout, excuse me, which is a local newspaper in South Dakota, got a copy of the book. And they found this passage in the book where Christy Noem says, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. I'd been a children's pastor, after all. Oh, my God. So anyhow, this reporter, I mean, you know, members of Congress, their travel records are public documents. And so he goes and looks and sees, you know, when she was on the Armed Services Committee, where she traveled. And she never traveled to North Korea. She never traveled anywhere where Kim Jong-un was. In other words, she just made it up. North Korea expert George Lopez says, I don't see any conceivable way that a single junior member of Congress without explicit escort from the State Department and the military would be meeting with the leader in North Korea. Are you kidding me? So I think Christy Noem's political career is dead as a dog. Terrible, terrible phrase. I'm sorry. Sean is cringing. There's a really, by the way, I posted this to my Twitter timeline. You can find it over there. Some guy put this, it was just a brilliant piece. There's this dog, this Irish setter, sitting on the couch watching Christy Noem on TV. And Sean Hannity's interviewing her, and he says, so tell us, when can you put down a dog? And she says, when the dog is a threat to people. And she goes on this rant about, you know, when you can kill a dog. And this dog jumps off the couch, runs around the side of it, and it's like hiding behind the couch, just kind of popping his head up and looking at Christy Noem like, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's just hysterical. It's like I said, you go to, you know, my feed on Twitter and you'll find it. So anyway, what's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Friday. David in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, David, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much. Your show just gets better every year.
Well, thank you.
I'm the volunteer with Ukraine Defense Support, and you know we courier supplies to Kiev and Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And I went a couple weeks ago. I was there for about a week. And anyway, I just wanted to make this a few points. First of all, these people are the whole place is very clean, polished, very low prices, very high quality merchandise, hotel, everything. It's a mind blow how. How nice things are.
In other words, it's a great time to visit Kyiv. Can you get there without a visa?
Oh yeah, sure. You just get on the train in Poland, mm-hmm. the Warsaw or Krakow, and mm-hmm. you take the train it's a long ride, but it's the people are so nice, you know, and they're so quick to smile, and they're very proud and they're happy. One evening I was talking to a bartender, and he figured out, you know, what I was doing, and thanked me very much for the things that we do, you know, and appreciate it and all that. And then he pulled out his phone and he showed me a video of a drone literally just destroying a tank, just blowing a tank completely apart. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, I made that drone and I sent it to my friend in front. And then he showed me all the pictures of the drones and even that they make and they assemble at home, mm-hmm. and even pictures of the drone jammers and things. They're actually all working very hard to send these drones to their buddies on the front line. And
yeah, apparently it's like World War II here. You know, everybody's been mobilized. Industry has been mobilized.
Yeah. And so it's so very impressive, you know. And every day, at least several times, it would pop into my mind this one phrase, of the attitude of these people, and that is that despair is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they just they're going to win, and it's they're all in on it, you know.
That's great.
Anyway, if anybody's going to Europe or Ukraine, and they might want to help us take some supplies over, they can visit UkraineDefenseSupport.org, and we'd sure appreciate it.
Great. UkraineDefenseSupport.org. Okay. David, yeah. Thank you. Good on you.
Thank you, Tom. Keep up the good work, sir.
Will do. Thanks for filling us in. Yep. Larry in Hazel Green, Alabama. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. I've been listening to you since you were on IE America.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long time. That was 2003. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm old like you are.
So what's up? What's up, Larry?
Okay, there's a lot of apprehension now about a second Trump administration, you know, with the 2025 project and the Time magazine interview. And I have recently read a couple of books by Ann Applebaum. One of them is Red Famine, which tells how Stalin killed millions of Ukrainians by starvation.
Yeah, the Holodomor, they call it.
Yeah, and the other book is Gulag. It's a history of the Siberian labor camps. And none of that should have been possible if you read the Constitution of the Soviet Union. It's pretty good. But since Stalin had his thumb on everything and he had his secret police, any judge who would ruled against Stalin would have ended up in the gulag or worse himself.
Which is what Trump wants to do here if he becomes president.
That's right, exactly. Anybody who was viewed as disloyal went to the gulag for any reason or no reason. And it could change day to day depending on what your neighbors reported about you. So I think Trump would resemble Stalin a lot better than he would resemble Hitler. If you read the accounts of people who worked for Hitler directly, like his bodyguards and secretaries, they all say that Hitler was a nice guy and he followed the rules like a good German.
Yeah, and he loved dogs.
The only thing is he could make his own rules with the Enabling Act.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're probably right. I mean, Stalin's reign of terror was pretty substantial. Although, you know, Hitler had his own, the Night of the Long Knives, in, what was that, 1935, I think, or 34?
Yeah, that's what got him installed and got him the Enabling Acts.
Yeah, yeah, maybe even late 33. I don't recall. I'd have to go back and look. But
we were in Estonia a few years ago, and they said that during the Stalin era, about a third of the whole country was sent to the gulag.
Wow.
And most of them didn't come back.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Estonia is right across the water there from Finland, and so they've always been viewed with a jaundiced eye by the Soviets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why they're quite apprehensive about what Putin is doing these days.
Yeah, I was in Tallinn, the capital city of Estonia, the year that the Soviet Union fell. It was fascinating. They still had not. There were still. In fact, we were in Riga, and I'm forgetting the capital of Lithuania, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. All three of those countries, and in all three of the countries, people had not even put out signs yet. It was still, you know, they were just coming out of the Soviet Union. And most of the commerce was people having little coffee tables out in front of their houses or on the streets downtown where they would sell things. I mean, that was it. It was an amazing time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city and nice people.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Larry, thank you. Thank you for that perspective. That's fascinating. Jan in Englewood, Colorado. Hey, Jan, what's on your mind today?
Well, I want to make a comment about the bird flu first because I'm a retired critical care nurse, and I used to work with an infectious disease doctor. 20 years ago, she was saying her worst nightmare was bird flu hitting the human population.
Yeah, well, that's a legitimate fear. I mean, that's what happened in 1918.
Yep. Okay, so I'm calling about what Governor Polis did to our climate legislation. We had a bunch of climate bills, and he killed one by having it assigned to the Agriculture Committee. And then we had three ozone bills. I don't know if you know this, but along the Front Range of Colorado, we have had horrible air pollution problems for 20 years.
This is the east side of the Rockies?
Right. Mm-hmm. The American Lung Association gives us an F, and the EPA gives us severe non-attainment for our air pollution.
Wow. Is that because you don't get the prevailing winds because the mountains are blocking them?
Well, plus we've got all this oil and gas drilling.
I see.
We have a ton of it over here on the Front Range. Yeah. There are over 10,000 wells in Colorado.
Whoa.
Many of them are inactive. They've not been plugged and capped, so they're putting out methane.
So they're leaking, yeah.
Right. So we had all these bills lined up, and Polis made a deal with oil and gas and got nine environmental groups to sign on to it that we would not do any more climate legislation for several years if they would take down their ballot initiatives and their horrible commercials, which they still have not done. They lie throughout their commercials. They say 3,000 workers are going to lose their jobs. They only employ 20,000 people. They're counting all the guys that work at 7-Eleven.
Oh,
I'm serious. They
it's
are
the knock-on effect,
as indirect employees.
Right. Amazing.
So we are not allowed to propose any climate legislation for several years now.
That's unfortunate. Are you suggesting that Governor Polis, who's a a good Democrat, I think, is on the take with the gas industry and the oil industry? Apparently you are.
I don't know what he's been doing, but he is as bad as Frackin' Looper was here.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, it's a major
industry.
He is
not a Dem. He is a libertarian. That is what he is.
Oh, interesting. But he has a D after his name, right?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
but he's
okay.
Not a Dem.
Okay. Well, thanks for the report, Jan. I'm sorry to hear that. Do appreciate your calling in and sharing it with us. It is 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Paul Pix has been testifying that the Access Hollywood tape just freaked out everybody, and it dominated American news coverage for a couple of days.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, traumatic injuries. We're going on fall calls more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, N-Y-M-B-L, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room, you know, so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Well, Matt, this is really great, but I'm glad I called your football game that night.
Yeah, me
too. I still remember that. That's the last game I ever did at the Bonta Bowl.
I think that might be the last game I ever played at the Bonta Bowl also.
Yeah.
So we share that together.
What
too.
A great place that is, though.
I loved it, man. Playing on that field, it was so loud being in the bowl there. The crowd noise.
Exactly. Yeah. I still remember that night. It was a rainy night.
Yep.
Isn't that funny? I got weird memories of games.
It is.
Bizarre.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If this is you, you should know three numbers: 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25, that NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And 1, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risks, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. And right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/Hartman, with two N's at the end. That's netsuite.com/HARTMANN to get your own KPI checklist, netsuite.com/Hartman. 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, what's up?
Tom.
What's that?
That's from the Pacific Northwest here. It either means hello and welcome or give me back my damn salmon.
Okay. So what's up, Maverick?
It's one of the two. So I wanted to bring up what I think is the most quotable quote, pardon that awkwardness, of the 68th Democratic National Convention. And I was there. All right, I was in Chicago then. Mm-hmm. I was 3 years old, but I was there.
Okay.
Do you remember this? Mayor Richard J. Daley said the police, in a press release, he said, press conference, he said, the police are not here to prevent disorder. The police are here to preserve disorder.
I remember that. Yeah, he was pilloried for that. Obviously, it was a misspeak. You know, he did not mean to say it that way, but that's how it came out.
Yeah. But that's what really happened.
Abby
and
Hoffman,
I've been listening all week, and I hadn't heard you. I hadn't heard you bring that one up, so I thought I'd bring it. That's all I got, Tom. Have a good weekend.
That's a good one, Maverick. I had completely forgotten, but you're absolutely right. I remember it well. Thank you very much. Malcolm in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Hey, Malcolm, what's on your mind today?
Well, so you were mentioning Doodles, the dog breed.
Yeah.
It's a popular breed because they're hyperallergenic. So for families that have kids with allergies, that's the breed to get. Or people that have allergies to dogs.
Right? I knew poodles were. I didn't realize if you crossbred them with another dog and turned out a doodle that you also had a hypoallergenic dog. That's interesting.
Very expensive, much like a French bulldog that goes anywhere from $5,000 up to $100,000. Lady Gaga was recently, her dog Walker was shot and robbed of her two dogs, which she got back with, you know, help from.
Well, we have a doodle that we didn't pay anything like that for.
Okay. But my question is, with Trump 2 days ago was awarded 36 million more shares of Trump Media with his platform worth $1.6 billion.
Right.
And so my question is, where is the money coming from and how is it legal that a company that had a revenue of $5 million with $50 million in overhead can flourish like this?
Well, you know, it's a scam. And B, it's not an unusual scam. I mean, you know, these kind of things happen, but it's, you know, basically they're exploiting the rules, as it were. And as long as there are rubes who are willing to buy that stock, and apparently they've got quite a few of them. I mean, it bounced yesterday or the day before. It went back up like 16% or something like that. A bunch of people must have come in and bought it. So I don't know. I don't know if they're artificially keeping it. My guess is that there's some very wealthy people who are, or maybe a bunch of, you know, MAGA rubes who are keeping the high stock price up so that in another 5 months when Trump can cash out, he can walk away with $1 billion.
Do you see it being much like having the Trump property where you just have other countries investing in whole floors and whatnot, just to keep it afloat for that same
Wouldn't surprise
reason,
me. I mean,
so
now that
it's,
now that it's publicly traded, the Saudis can buy it, the Russians can buy it, you know, Kim Jong-un could buy it. anybody can buy the stock. Whereas you can't, you know, donate money to Donald Trump directly or to his campaigns. You can, but you've got to jump through a lot of hoops and you risk public exposure. There is no public exposure if you buy, you know, $100 million worth of Trump stock and that money is basically just, you know, rerouting itself into Trump's pocket. So, you know, but
have a great day, Tom.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Malcolm. I mean, this is an interesting one to keep an eye on. DJT is the stock ticker. It's the stock whatever you call it, the letters that you would plug in to find the stock. Don't buy it. I can't give you stock advice. I'm not an investment advisor, but I wouldn't buy it. Let me put it that way. It seems like a sucker's bet. All righty, on the other side of this break, David Pepper, our friend from Ohio, author, and he's just David's just a brilliant guy. And there's some wild stuff going on. I got to tell you about that, or David's going to tell us about that right after the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author of Searching for Patty Hearst, a true crime novel, Roger Rappaport, and Wisconsin comedian Tracy Schrader joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.